is proud to participate in the national outreach effort surrounding the series Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies. As part of that effort, we collected several stories. Here's Melissa Allen's story of cancer.
My God, looking at my grandparents, I don't know if you could ever find a love like that again. But my grandma died when I was 14, and it was the first time that I really had to interact with my grandpa. We became close. We'd watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire every day when I come home from school, and I'd do my homework next to him, and he'd make sure I got it done. And every day he'd always tell me, you know, make sure you use your brains, not your brawn. He'd tell me that when I played sports, even if I won or if I lost, he'd say that. But you could tell he was miserable, like without my grandma. Like I asked him one day, I said, Grandpa, you gotta promise me something. And he goes, what's that? And I was like, you gotta promise me that you'll stick around to see me graduate. And he said he'd try his hardest. And November of 2008, November of 2008, my grandpa was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. When they found it, it was already stage 4, but he had never said anything, not until the very, very end. So it was kind of a shock, you know? Nobody expected that. I was furious. And it was, you kind of expect the grief first, that you would be so struck and surprised, but I was mad. And I was, you know, just this like torrent of emotion, and I yelled at him. I said, how could you do this to me? I said, you promised me. And he couldn't look at me. And I felt bad about it for a long time. But he decided he wanted to die at home. When my grandpa was alive, there was still like enough to keep the family together. Everything kind of turned into a squabble. Like people would make cutting remarks. Whatever happened to everyone making jokes, like funny jokes on holidays or eating too much food or, you know, celebrating each other instead of being so callous. And I kept on thinking about like one of the last things my grandpa said to me in a lucid moment. He took my hand and he put it over, like at this time the tumor had become so enlarged that you could see it through his shirt. And he put my hand over it. And he said, no matter how big this tumor gets or how much pain it causes, it will never fill the hole and it will never hurt as bad as living without a hurt. And that's when I really understood, you know, why he would break his promise to me. He already had a promise to her. And it broke my heart, you know, truly seeing how much he missed her. He was a strong person for having gone so long like that. And I wish my family could have been as strong.
If you would like to hear more stories like this, or learn how to share your own story, please visit kuac.org/cancerfilm.